Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Our story today. Thousands of former clients of firearms dealer Karen Webb could be expected to surrender their guns to the police as their competency to possess firearms is being drawn into question. This is because their competency tests were done with Webb and have since been declared invalid. Legal practitioner Martin Hood joins us today. He's an expert in the Firearms Control Act. Martin, just some of the background here. Do folk really have something to be concerned about if they've had their competency test done with Karen Webb?
Darren, I think we need to look at the law a little bit more in detail, firstly, because the practical training element of a competency application is one of a number of parts in the competency application. There are other requirements such as a background check, references, testimonials, and so on. So there is what we call prescribed training, and there is unit standards, and those unit standards have to be taught in a certain way. When a training provider gives the training, they issue a training certificate. That training certificate is quality assured. And then ultimately it is submitted to the police, and the police are the ones that make a decision on a person's competency. And I want to emphasize that it is not just the training. It's a far bigger element. It's a far bigger process than just training. Secondly, what people should be concerned about is the conduct of the police, because we have in our law, it's embedded in our constitution section 33, where everyone's entitled to just or proper administrative action. And what that means is, if a government organization and the police are part of government are going to embark upon a course of action that impacts anyone's rights, then they have to go through a specific process. They have to give notice. The person gets the notice. He has the opportunity to respond to that notice and say why something should or should not happen. Now, you made an interesting comment. You said that the police have declared the competencies invalid. And my comment on that is what the police are trying to do, but they cannot. They're acting unlawfully. And I say that because of the following. First of all, you cannot just take away something that has been given in an administrative process. And the granting of a competency certificate is an administrative process. You can only take it away when there is an administrative process that establishes that that competency certificate has not been granted properly. You cannot just say, I, Mr. Policeman, think that it's not validly issued, so I'm cancelling it. You cannot do that. So what the police in Port Elizabeth have done is they have made a decision without any due process and said these competencies are irregularly issued, therefore I'm cancelling them. That's the first mistake they've made. Then they've gone even further and they've said, because your competency is not valid, your licenses are not valid. Now, again, that's another administrative step that they've taken without any due process or notice. But it may be that people have obtained licenses where they bought the firearm from Karen Webb but didn't do their training at Karen Webb. They may have got their competency certificate with training from other training institutions. And the reason why I say that is because I've actually had people approach me from Port Elizabeth who are in exactly that situation. So in other words, what the police have done is they've gone through Karen Webb's records and they've said, oh, she trained these many people and she sold these many firearms to people in the Port Elizabeth area. We have made a decision that this is all wrong, so we're actually just going to go and grab those firearms. That is fundamentally unlawful.
Your advice to anyone who's been affected in this way, someone who has had a competency certificate issued by Karen Webb and possibly even bought a firearm from her, how should they proceed?
Let's be clear. She doesn't issue a competency certificate. She issues a training certificate. The competency is issued by the police. And I think I made the point in the Herald article that the police are ultimately responsible for the issue of the competency certificate, not Karen Webb. Now, I know it sounds strange to say go and see a lawyer, because that's always a lawyer's answer. But I want to emphasize to anybody who listens that the consequences of the conduct of the police are potentially long-lasting and far-reaching. What I mean by that is if the police come and confiscate a firearm from you and say your competency is not valid and your license is not valid and you do nothing, If you ever want to get another firearm license, you're going to find that the police will hold their conduct, their unlawful conduct, against you. In other words, they're going to say, but you've had a firearm confiscated. Your competency is not valid. You can't have another firearm license. So it's critical for anybody who has been told by the police that their competency is not valid or that they have an invalid firearm license. They have to go and get legal advice about that to have it resolved with the police, because the long-term consequence is that in the minds of the police and in the police's records, that person is unfit to possess a firearm. And that is a change in a person's status, again, that has happened without any due process, and which, if not challenged when it happens, is very, very difficult, if not impossible, to challenge at a later stage. That is why, if you have contact with the police and they say, we're coming to get your firearm, or your competency certificate is not valid, get legal advice.
Would you have to hand over your firearm first before you get legal advice, or can you say, hold on, before I give you my firearm, I'm going to consult with an attorney?
That is such a relevant question, and the advice I give is, no matter whether you think the police are correct or not, you do what the police tell you, because if you do not do what the police tell you, then they will arrest you for obstructing the course of justice or concoct other charges against you. So you comply with the request and you get legal help immediately afterwards. But you must comply with the police's request or demand to hand over your firearms.
Is there a time limit or a statute of limitations, for want of a better phrase, that applies to something like this? I see over or almost 2,000 competency certificates have been called into question. How far back would that go?
So when it comes to whether the police decide to initiate a criminal investigation or not, there is no statute of limitations, as you call it, in terms of the I think it's 20 years. So if they're investigating an act of criminality, then it's, I think it's 20 years. In terms of a civil administrative process, obviously the police can only do something when they find out about it. And my understanding is that the information, the disclosure about this falsified training or incorrect training has only recently come to the attention of the police. So it doesn't matter how long ago the training took place.
We're going to leave it there. It's a thorny issue which we follow with interest. And Martin, I know you're in court at the moment, so we appreciate you using your recess to chat to us on Behind the Herald Headlines. Have a good day, and possibly we chat again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.